Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 15th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. We aren't a full 2 weeks away from the launch of the Apple Vision Pro, so it makes sense that some early adopters of Apple's $3,500 mixed reality headset are returning them within the 14-day return period. The reasons reported for the returns line up with the cons of the device heard in many of the reviews these early adopters levied. The Vision Pro is too heavy, it's causing headaches and triggers motion sickness, and it dries my eyes out after prolonged use. Comfort, however, isn't the only reason cited for returns. A common complaint is the Vision Pro doesn't offer enough productivity relative to the price. If there's any bright side for Apple, many who've returned their Vision Pro say they'd be willing to try the second edition of the device if it offers more comfort and more application support. According to the information, OpenAI is working on a web search product partly powered by Microsoft Bing that is aimed at rivaling search giant Google. It's unclear if this will be a separate service from ChatGPT, which offers a browse with Bing feature as part of the ChatGPT Plus subscription, but would be OpenAI's most direct challenge against Google. It's not a stretch to believe OpenAI would work on an AI-powered search tool, as it isn't the first company to do so. Perplexity allows users to make search queries that churn out links in addition to text-based answers. The question for OpenAI is if it can deliver a superior product to Google or even compete with Google on its level. Just ahead of global elections that affect nearly half of the world's population, Meta is cutting payments to news organizations that fact-check potential misinformation on WhatsApp while at the same time rolling out more features to allow larger groups on the messaging platform to chat, which could increase the chance of fake news spreading easily. A source said to the information that the cuts could affect news organizations' ability to verify non-election content. New York City has filed a lawsuit against social media companies TikTok, Meta, and Snap, as well as Google's YouTube, to hold the companies accountable for fueling the nationwide youth mental health crisis. New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced the suit Wednesday that alleges that the companies intentionally manipulate and addict younger users, keeping them on their platforms. The plaintiffs are seeking a jury trial, company behavior changes, and financial damages. According to a new report from the Tech Transparency Project, X has allowed dozens of sanctioned individuals and groups to pay for its premium service. The report found 28 verified accounts belonging to people and groups the U.S. government considers to be a national security threat, including two leaders of Hezbollah, accounts associated with the Houthis in Yemen, and state-run media accounts from Iran and Russia. 18 of the accounts received verification last spring when X started charging for verification, potentially putting the company in violation of U.S. sanctions. X appears to have removed verification from some of the accounts named in the TPP report and will take further action if necessary. Chinese automaker and Tesla rival BYD is planning on building a factory in Mexico, making it easier for the company to sell vehicles in the United States. BYD, which stands for Build Your Dreams, is Tesla's biggest rival in the EV market, as it has sold 1.4 million hybrids and 1.6 million battery electric vehicles in 2023. BYD sells most of its vehicles in China, but has global ambitions with factories in various stages of construction in Thailand, Hungary, and Brazil. A plant in Mexico makes sense as the skill set is there with over 1 million people working in the sector, and BYD could take advantage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which would allow the company to keep its prices lower. Researchers at Amazon have trained the largest ever text-to-speech model, Big Adaptive Streamable TTS with Emergent Abilities, or BASE TTS for short, which they claim exhibits emergent qualities, improving its ability to speak even complex sentences naturally. For reasons unknown, once LLMs grow past a certain point, they start being way more robust and versatile, able to perform many tasks they weren't trained to. This is not to say that the models gain sentience, just that past a certain point, their performance on certain conversational AI tasks hockey sticks. Google announced that it will allow businesses to install an auto-updating version of the Chrome operating system to older Windows devices that cannot be upgraded beyond Windows 10, which Microsoft is officially ending support on October 14, 2025. The termination of Windows 10 support could send about 240 million PCs to landfills, as demand for devices without security updates could be low. With the installation of Chrome OS, however, many of these perfectly capable PCs could remain functional for years after the end of Windows 10 support. And finally, it may be time to look beyond the robots.txt file, which for three decades kept the internet from chaos with no particular legal or technical authority, essentially allowing anyone running a website to tell the rest of the web who could and could not access its content. Robots.txt still works the way it always has. However, unscrupulous AI companies seeking more and more data are scanning content on websites regardless of whether robots.txt permits them to or not. And even those abiding by the rules say we need something a bit more robust than the permitted or not permitted nature of the simple text file. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend and check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.